Chapter 6, Praising God. Spiritual text, Corpus Hermeticum 14:38-57. Tat. Tell me, Father, will this new body, which is composed of the 10 powers, one day be dissolved? Hermes. Stop talking about impossible things, because that will make you sin and veil the eyes of the spirit soul. The natural body of the senses differs widely from the essential divine birth. The former can be dissolved, the latter cannot. The first is mortal, the second immortal. Do you not know that you have become a god, a son of the One, just as I have? Tat. Father, I would like to hear the songs of praise which, as you told me, you heard the powers sing when you reached the Ogdoad. Hermes. In keeping with what Paimander revealed in the Ogdoad, I approve of your haste to break down this tent dwelling, because now you are pure. Paimander, the spirit, did not reveal more to me than I have written, knowing well that I am able to comprehend and hear and to see everything I desire, and he has ordered me to do everything that is good. That is why the powers that are within me sing all the time. Tat. Father, I too want to hear and know all these things. Hermes, be still then, my son, and listen to the song of praise that concerns these things, the hymn of rebirth. I had not meant to make it known so readily, except to you who have reached the end of this initiation. This song of praise, therefore, is not taught, but remain hidden in the silence. Go then and stand in a place in the open air, your face turned towards the south wind after sunset. Then kneel down and pray, and do the same at dawn, but then turn eastwards. And now be still, my son. May the entire nature of the cosmos listen to this song of praise. Open up, O earth. Let the waters of heaven open their floodgates when my voice is heard. Stir not, ye trees, for I wish to sing the praise of the Lord of creation, the One and the All. Open up, ye heavens, ye wind, be still, so that God's immortal cycle may accept my word. For I will sing the praise of Him who created the entire All, who gave the earth its place and fixed the firmament, who ordered fresh water to leave the ocean and spread over the inhabited and uninhabited earth, serving the survival and existence of all people, who ordered fire to appear for whatever the use the gods and men might wish. Let all of us together give praise to Him who is exalted above all the heavens, the creator of all nature. He is the eye of the spirit. Unto him be the praise of all powers. O you powers that are within me, sing the praise of the One and the All. Sing in harmony with my will, O you powers that are within me. Gnosis, O holy knowledge of God, enlightened by you, it is given to me to sing praise to the light of knowledge and to rejoice in the joy of the spirit soul. O you powers, sing with me this song of praise, and all you modesty and you justice within me, sing for me the praise of what is honorable. O love for the all within me, sing within me the praise of the all. Sing praise, O truth of truth. Sing praise, O virtue, of what is good. The song of praise of life and light comes from you, and to you it will return. I thank you, Father, who manifest the powers. I thank you, Father, you who urge what is potential to action. Your word sings your praise through me. Receive through me the all as a word, as an offering of the word. Hear what the powers that are within me exclaim. They sing praise of the all. They accomplish your will. Your will emanates from you, and everything returns to you again. Receive from all the offerings of the word. Save the all that is within us. Enlighten us, O life, light, breath, God, for the spirit soul is a guardian of your word. O bearer of the spirit, O demiurge, you are God. This is the call of him who belongs to you, through fire, through light, through earth, through water, through spirit, through your creatures. From you I have received this song of praise out of eternity, and through your will I have also found the tranquility I sought. Tat. I have seen, Father, how according to your will these songs of praise should be uttered. I have now made it known in my world too. Hermes. Call it, my son, the true that is, the divine world. Tat. Yes, Father, in the true world I have power. Through your song of praise and your thanksgiving, the enlightenment of my spirit soul has become complete. From my innermost being, I too now wish to give thanks to God. Hermes. Do not be rash in doing so, my son. Tat. Listen, Father, to what I say in my spirit soul. To you, O first cause of rebirth, to you, my God, I, Tat, present the offerings of the word. O God, you Father, Lord and Spirit, accept from me the offering that you desire, for all this is accomplished according to your will. Hermes. My son, first you present to God, the Father of all things, an offering pleasing to him, but now add something to it through the word. Tat. Thank you, Father, for the advice you have given me. Hermes. I rejoice, my son, that you have gained the good fruits of truth, a truly immortal harvest. Now that you have learned this from me, promise to be reticent with regard to this miraculous faculty, and not to transmit to anyone the method of realizing rebirth, so that we will not be judged as belonging to those who debase the doctrine. Be it sufficient that we have both of us done our share, I by speaking, you by listening. In the light of the Spirit, you now know yourself, both yourself and our Father.